Hey everybody, Marty Biron, formerly of the New York Rangers. I know I'm wearing my Sabres shirt right now. We're at the draft, but you're listening to the Jimmy and Ricky Show here. Enjoy.
Yo, what's going on, All in One Sports fans? We're back again. Ricky O, Jimmy B. Last night, everybody chimed in. We're talking wrestling. Ricky destroyed the NWA. By the way, your buddy Crowbar, he followed me on Twitter today. I love it.
Chris is one of the nicest human beings in the entire world, so that's a good follow.
That is a good follow. But as the ticker says, I'm ready to rant today. Everybody calls me AW Homer. I liked the show yesterday as a fan, but what's going on today, I'm not a fan of. Yes, I did say a bad word yesterday. There could be a few more bad words thrown out today. But Ricky, glad to be back-to-back nights here with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm done eating. I'm sorry. I'm chewing everybody's ear. Long day at work. I just got home. But when Jimmy said to me, Rick, I've had enough. I want to rant tonight. I said, wow. I know Jimmy for a number of years, guys. I don't think he has a temper, but I'm really interested to see where this conversation goes tonight.
All right. So first off, yesterday we touched on it a little bit, the CM Punk, Jack Perry situation. Okay, this is where I want to start. Tony Khan, buddy, look, you're a fanboy. We get it. You're a wrestling mark. I get it. Look, you want to book the show the way you want to book it. But, brother, you need to control your damn locker room, all right? Because the stuff that's going on with CM Punk, with Perry, with all these guys, got to stop. Look, the dude came out and basically said your company was run by children last year. And to his point and his credit at Brawl Out, he's absolutely right. This company is run by effing children.
I can't disagree, man. It's play acting wrestling, and it's you know what the sad part is, Jimmy, and I think you'll agree with this. This is another situation where in America, it's only, you know, there's an old expression, America, what a country, right?
Yeah.
Well, only in America could this guy, Tony Khan, take his daddy's money, who's a multi, you know, his father worked for it, earned it. I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, he gave his kid a job.
And he owns the Jets. I mean, not the Jets, the Jaguars. And an MLS team or a Champions League team in England.
And he said to his kid, here's millions of dollars. Go open a wrestling company, right? Now, you flattered me last night. You talked nicely about a bunch of my shows. I talked about Tommy's shows and Dennis Corluzzo's shows and stuff like that. Can you imagine the passion that me, Tommy, Dennis, Tommy Cairo, all guys who used to run shows in New Jersey, Fat Frank, what we would be able to do with a multi-million dollar budget?
Oh, my God.
And we didn't. We didn't have it. So, you know what? God bless him. America, what a country. But this is somebody who's playing with his action figures. There's an old promoter. He's a friend of ours. We make fun of him all the time, so I'm not stepping out of line. His name is Carmine Sabia. Carmine's a writer now for some conspiracy website. I don't know. He was all up into Trump shit, whatever. But anyway, Carmine used to suffer from a thing called agoraphobia. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's somebody who can't leave their house. They have a fear of leaving. And Carmine was a wrestling promoter. Only in wrestling would you have a promoter that can't leave his own house, okay? And we would make fun of him because the fucking shows were just the drizzling shits, and they were terrible, and guys just took a payday. He would pay me to run his locker room. He would pay somebody else the next month to be in charge at the shows. And there's goofs like that. And then there's serious people like me, Frank, and Ring of Honor in the beginning, and then when Kerry bought it, it was very serious, and It's just disheartening because this is a guy who's where I was going with the Carmine story was Carmine used to book shows by taking his action figures and saying, okay, so I want Ron Simmons to beat Jim Beringer tonight, and I want him to do this, and then I want to finish to be Ron goes on the top rope, and he'd take his doll and jump it off the top rope on the thing, and he'd be like, that's the finish tonight. And we all laughed at him. We call him a goof. The only difference is Tony Khan's doing that with real people.
Yeah. He is. And it's sad because the childish bullshit that's going on right now. Yes, I just said another bad word. But the childish bullshit that's going on right now is awful. And it's overshadowing a great event. You and I disagree on whether it was great or not. But from a fan's perspective, it was really good. But again, nearly 365 days ago, we had to talk about the similar situation because guys went into business for themselves. I'm reading, again, how much of it is true? How much of it's being leaked? How much of it is AEW being linked? Is it a work? Doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is Jack Perry didn't take his match seriously with Hook and was telling people he was going to do something during the match. Where's the locker room leaders? Who's like in charge? CM Punk is a star. Whether you like him, you don't like him, he's a divisive character, he's a divisive person, whatever. He understands the business and he gets the business. But everybody's running around because it's all friends wrestling, right? I guess, you know, it really is. It really is all friends wrestling, right? Rick, I mean, am I wrong?
No, Jimmy, and as a matter of fact, like, here we go again. Like, the little bit of the history of this was a year or so before this company was, you know, they did the Bullet Clubs. What was the thing they started with? It was All In. It was All In, right, with Cody?
Yeah, it was All In 2018 with Cody, Omega, all those guys.
So about 2016, there was rumblings all over the independents that the Young Bucks had found a multi-millionaire money mark. And that they were going to have their own company soon. And everybody was guessing who it was. And then, I don't know if you remember this, the Wilpons backed Hulk Hogan's Legends of Wrestling that Brian Knobbs was running from the Nasty Boys. And they put him in Shea Stadium, and it was a big flop. And then they went down and they ran a show at the Devil Rays Stadium in Tropicana Field. And that was a major disaster. And everybody thought it was the Wilpons that was backing this. And it turns out it wasn't the Wilpons, but they had this secret bullet in the chamber called Tony Khan. And the Bucks went out. They swooned this guy. They swooned him. They blew him. I don't know what they did, but they got this multimillionaire on the hook. And I'm still convinced he paid for the first All In. I'm not going to believe that story about Cody and, you know, whatever. Whatever. It's none of my business. I don't care. But I still think he was behind it. But the All Friends Wrestling comes from, again, I mentioned this last night, Colt Cabana, Sanjay Dutt,
Jeff Jarrett,
all of the hangers-on on the worldwide level. These are barnacles on the asshole of a cruise ship, and they're all there, right? And I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go down the order. Main event WrestleMania. You have Steve Austin. Would you like to watch him wrestle CM Punk?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to watch him wrestle Colt Cabana?
No.
Would you like to watch him wrestle?
I would like to see Steve Austin kick the shit out of Colt Cabana.
But not at a WrestleMania?
No.
Okay. What about Sanjay Dutt?
No.
Okay. What about now Jeff Jarrett in his prime? That could have worked. Okay?
That definitely could have worked. Absolutely.
I'm not saying Jeff's not a talent. He's an amazing talent. But his days have passed as being the number one guy. What I'm getting at there is all the toys are in a toy box and Tony picks and chooses the ones he wants to play with. But the final decisions, if you ask me, are the Young Bucks pulling the strings in the back. I don't even blame Kenny Omega because I think Omega is actually a good worker.
He's a great worker.
I think he's caught up in some bullshit there that maybe is even over his head because I'll be honest with you, there was not a guarantee he was re-signing there.
No.
There was a lot of interest from Triple H, trust me. I guess where I'm going with this is, again, you have Punk, you have Danielson, you have Claudio. You have main event guys that these indie mark fans that want to sit there and chant for Tony and everything, they have their precious little babies that are the guys that are super over. But then for some reason, these guys are getting treated badly because the Young Bucks don't like them. This is the sum of America right now. These are the same people who, when Donald Trump was elected president, crossed arms and blocked highways. These are the same Karens that go out and yell at people in the middle of the street. They've become wrestling fans. And the fun has been taken out of it because there's no more fun in wrestling. No. They've sucked the life out of it. This is another incident that we shouldn't even know about. This is... Dave, we're going to do a whole show one day on Dave Meltzer ruins professional wrestling.
Yeah, we really are.
Ruined it. And he's sucking off both Young Bucks like this. And all we hear is the Young Bucks version of everything. The Young Bucks took a poop today. It was 6 ounces. It was the best poop they ever took. Shut up. Like sometimes, you know, back in the day, you know how many locker room fights there were? Do you know?
A ton of them.
Listen, in JCW, there was fights. I had an incident one day where a kid stole ticket money from me. And I brought Danny Moff and Jack Molson into a room, Big Moondog Molson. And I said to the kid, look, you have nothing to fear. You're going to turn over the money you gave me. You're going to be fired. You're going to leave in 1 minute. And in 1 minute, I leave the room. And whatever these two guys do to you, that's on you.
Yeah.
And the kid came up with the money, and we still beat him up. Then there was an incident with Andrew Anderson one day, Big Siberian Tiger, who I make fun of all the time, but he used to be a good friend of mine. We were at the some club in Wellington on the right-hand side when you go under the trestle in front of the skating rink.
I know what you're talking about. But they changed the name. They definitely changed the name.
And we had a guy on the show, and his girlfriend was there. And let's say one thing, you never bring your girlfriend to a wrestling show.
No, absolutely not.
Never, ever. So she started flirting with somebody. I can't put names out because they may have been married at the time. And the kid flipped out, and he started yelling and screaming, and he threw a chair. And he was a big kid, but he was nowhere near the size of, you know, Andrew Anderson. And Andrew just grabbed him by his balls and his throat and ran him through a door off a loading dock and threw him about 6 feet into the parking lot. And that's how you handled business back then. I was at a show one day when one of the female workers showed up and her boyfriend grabbed her by her arm and started screaming at her. And he grabbed her again. And I said, what's going on? And she looked at me like kind of sheepishly. She was embarrassed. And he told me to mind my own business. And it was the slap heard around the world. I hit this kid as hard as I've ever hit a human being with an open hand slap. It was like one of those new slap shows they have.
Yeah.
And he just fell to the ground and the whole building got quiet and everybody looked. And I'll never forget. It was the day Brian Myers was released from the WWE. And he came to us at JCW the same day. And the whole building just stopped and looked. And you okay, boss? Yeah, I'm fine. And we stepped over him. We asked him to leave the show. And the show went on. She worked. Nobody bothered her. We all told her, anybody comes near you, we'll kill him. And you handled things in the locker room, and it was quiet. And Harley Race beat people up. Chris Benoit was a locker room enforcer. The Undertaker is the most legendary enforcer.
Oh, yeah, Undertaker, man. Like this guy. I mean, Undertaker, you hear stories of wrestlers' court and him keeping guys in line, and that's how the stuff was business. And what my point is, what my rant is about tonight is that they need somebody like that. You got a guy like Sting in the room. You got Jericho in the room. You got Punk's there. You got so many legends, and then you got the leeches. But you can't let the leeches, as Rob says, look, those leeches right now are running the asylum. And he's absolutely right. You got the leeches running the asylum.
Okay, what is this? This is the modern day NWO. This is Hall and Nash and Hogan running a multi-billionaire's company into the ground called Ted Turner, right?
Right.
What happened was we gave somebody here. Listen, this is what I've been trying to calmly say for months, right?
Yep.
What did Hulk Hogan get that ruined WCW? It starts with the same letter and it's two words long. Creative control. What does Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks have?
Creative control.
Right. We had a group of three guys that ran the company and became executives in the front office as wrestlers. Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Hulk Hogan. We have young Road Warrior Buck, receding hairline Buck, Kenny Omega. Three guys who are in the front office with creative control. Same mistakes that were made. Again, Tony likes to recycle things. Unfortunately, yeah. They're not always good things.
No, they're not.
And I said this last night. Like, I wasn't trying to give you a hard time, Jimmy. I love the fact that you even like to watch shows. I mean, that's the enjoyment of wrestling. I personally like to go on YouTube. The TV's right here next to me while we're talking. I watch old school Terry Funk stuff. I watch old school Dusty Rhodes matches because that's what I enjoy. I like the...
Yeah, Dusty's a man. That's why.
But reality was suspended for an hour every Saturday when we were kids.
Right.
Because it was real. We didn't have an internet where I could pick up right now and goes, oh, CM Punk, he took a shit tonight, Jim. It's on the news.
I know.
He took a poop. You know, everything is broadcast. Everything is out there, and there's no privacy.
It's like every hour.
But your idea right now was perfect. He needs a locker room leader, right? He was supposed to bring in someone. Guess who that person was?
Punk.
CM Punk. But you know what happened? He hurt the feelings of the little babies called the Young Bucks. And Colt Cabana's mother made a phone call and said, he's talking bad about my child. Either you want the guy to make you money or let him fucking go.
Right. And the problem is AEW can't let him go now because Warner Brothers Discovery wants CM Punk on Saturday nights.
Well, is he suspended? What's the deal?
So apparently he's suspended. Jack Perry's suspended. Pending an investigation. Now all this other stuff's coming out. And my point is this, is part of the rant is this, is like you said it before, reality was suspended for hours, an hour on Saturday, an hour on Monday, Sunday, whatever. There were no dirt sheets. There was none of this. Nobody read all this shit. The stuff didn't come out every 25 minutes with a different version of what happened.
And that's another thing, a different version. So I heard two things. I heard Perry pushed Punk. Punk socked him and choked him. Then I heard there was no punches exchanged. There's like 50 different reaccounts of what happened. And it was over in 30 seconds. Like, just it should have never made it to the press.
It should have never made it to somebody because it doesn't need to be out there. Because stop. And Tony Khan needs to put cuffs on somebody because the point of this is they can. We know CM Punk's history. We know what happened. Don't let these guys initiate with him. Like, just don't let them goat him into doing stuff.
Here's something I said to you, and I hope you'll remember this. After the first incident, what did I say to you? It's going to happen.
Oh, it was a while ago.
It was a while ago, but remember me making this statement? CM Punk is going to sue Tony Khan for a hostile work environment.
Yep.
And he's going to walk away with millions and millions of dollars. And he's going to fade away into the sunset, never have to work a day in his life again. Him and his three generations of his family will never have to work again. And Tony Khan is allowing it to happen. Jimmy, this is like if legitimately you and I were in the same room and the Devils beat the Rangers last year, and just for the hell of it, I punched you in the chest. Right. And you were like, okay, I'm going to let it go the first time, but I let Meltzer know Ricky hit me and it's all over the sheet.
Exactly.
And there's a history of it. And I have to say now, I can't ever do this again to Jimmy. I can't hit him again because there's a record of this, and I can't allow my company to look this foolish. Here we go for like the third or fourth time. Do you want Jungle Juice? Do you want Jungle Juice Perry as your main event star, or do you want CM Punk on TV?
I want CM Punk on my television.
So here's the solution. You got to cut the head off the snake right now. You couldn't fire the Bucks. You couldn't fire Omega. You couldn't fire Punk, but you can fire Jungle Juice because nobody else wants him. Let him go for 6 months. Let him go for a year, and he comes back. There's been plenty of – Jim Duggan and the Iron Sheik got caught smoking fucking crack or whatever, marijuana, and drinking together on the night they were supposed to main event a show, America versus Iran. They both got fired, right?
Yep.
And it actually worked out better because they ended up both coming back a year later in different roles in a different element, and people wanted them back. Jim Cornette, again, the master of professional wrestling psychiatry. Sometimes you need to leave that you can come back.
Exactly.
And I think this is an example where if Tony Khan wants to gain the respect of media, promoters, Jim Beringer, the guy who fucking loves this guy and is actually mad at him tonight, set a precedent. Punk, you're wrong because you hit him, but you're welcome here.
Right.
Jungle Juice, I'm sorry, it's time for you to go. We have to let you go.
I agree because the Tony Khan didn't – yeah, okay, you suspend the Bucks and Omega, whatever. But the fact of the matter is – there should have been something that sent out, hey, leave him alone, let him be. He just wants to come here and work. He doesn't want to be involved in drama. There's no need to do this. And everybody's pointing the finger at Punk, and I get it. Look, he needs to take responsibility in some of this stuff, but other stuff, I don't want to hear that it's all on him and he's the reason for it. Don't forget, everybody's leaving out a main part of this. Tony Schiavone even told Jungle Juice and Jack Perry to I got him to laugh to not use real glass. Nobody's getting on
just now.
No one's getting on Schiavone's case. Jungle Boy didn't go up to Schiavone and say it was he didn't cry to Schiavone.
I had my head down just now because I was reading something online I didn't hear about before. Did you hear that the fight took place at the gorilla position and yeah, actually monitors got knocked onto Tony Khan?
Yep.
So why is there an investigation taking place if it happened within a fucking foot of Tony Khan? This is the bullshit I'm talking about.
Exactly. And the other bullshit is like, oh, well, you know, it went through. He's got notified through his lawyers, you know, the fight. You know, he got involved in a fight with Miro, but they were joking. Joe was there to break it up.
Yeah, Joe broke it up is what I've consistently heard. Yeah,
Joe broke it up. CM Punk had heated comments with Tony. How do people know this stuff, and why is it getting to the dirt sheets? We don't need to know about any of this stuff. You and I come from a hockey world, Rick. What's said in the room should stay in the room.
You know what's funny? You say that. How shocking was it a couple years ago when HBO did that series where they went inside the locker room, like they followed the Flyers one year, they followed the Rangers one year, almost like what they do with the football show that they have on HBO.
Hard Knocks.
How amazing was it when the first time you actually got to hear Tortorella's rants in between periods?
It was great.
It was always legendary, like people always talked about, but we never heard it before.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, he goes ape shit on these guys. Like, he's nuts. That stuff belongs in the room. I'm a former professional baseball player. I played minor league baseball, and I got involved in wrestling. I can't tell you how many arguments, how many comments, and how many dislikes take place in a baseball locker room, in a football locker room. There's arguments, there's fights, there's disagreements, but it doesn't get out.
Right.
How many football players have punched each other, even on the sideline, and the cameras cut away, and they don't make a big deal about it? Because there's a mutual respect. It's called the heat of the moment. Heat of the game. Okay, me and you might play hockey, and I love you, Jimmy, but if we're playing against each other and the puck's in the corner and I bump you and you stick me, it's part of the game. After the game, we're going to laugh about it and we're going to go away. Or if we even got into – listen, the best story ever is Tony Twist and Kelly Chase. Right. Kelly Chase and Tony Twist are St. Louis Blues legends, enforcers. Kelly Chase happens to be one of my favorite players of all time. He owns a house in Hartford, and Twist gets traded and he needs a place to live. And he rents Chase's house.
Yeah.
They play 2 weeks later, and they get in a fight. Yeah, on the ice, they get in a fight, and the announcers are like, that's his landlord. Like, you know, he's fighting his landlord. And the guys laughed. They were like, yeah, and after the game was over, we went out, had a beer, and laughed about it. Sometimes you got to blow that off. Like I said, there's fights in a wrestling locker room all the time. Listen, Jimmy, think about this for a minute. And I was involved in this in business, and sometimes I'm embarrassed to say it and whatever. It's men in spandex, short shorts, play acting, play fighting.
Yep.
It's a drama club. It's guys that are insecure. There's guys that are narcissists. Then there's guys that were horrible high school athletes that are now fulfilling their dream. 90% of the guys are pumped up on something because they got to look bigger. They got to be oiled up. Lex Luger is the biggest case of it all. You know, he just had a $1 trillion body and a $5 mind. He couldn't put it together. But wrestling is all about narcissism and egos and craziness, right? And it spills over. Like Jack Perry in his head really thinks that he must be a fucking main eventer for WrestleMania or All Out next year or something because nobody else looks at him in that light.
No.
And you got his partners, a fucking moron, running around dressed as a fucking Dino the Dinosaur from the Flintstones. What is that, Luchasaurus? I mean, the guy, they portray, just think about the foolishness, Jimmy. We're watching a guy who's portrayed as a fucking dinosaur. And they're fighting over Punk trying to say to the kid, hey, moron, you can die if we use real glass.
Exactly.
I throw my hands up because I don't know what to say. This is a moment where I would wish to God I had renounced myself in this foolish business and just opened my sports store 20 years earlier and used all my money on that instead of blowing, you know, hundreds of nights out away from my family and being away for things that I shouldn't have been away for wrestling. And you know, I'll tell you a story. My daughter's sweet 16.
But it keeps bringing us back. But it keeps bringing us back.
Jimmy, my daughter's sweet 16. I spent $15,000 on a party for my daughter, and I was running a show 4 miles away. I would lie to my daughter and tell her I was in the bathroom, and I would shoot down the block to go check on the show, and then she caught me because I was bringing wrestlers back to the sweet 16 to eat and see my family. And then it was just like, my kid's like, Dad, what are you doing? And I was just like, you know, we had the show, honey, and I just wanted to make sure it was right. And she's like, for one night, you couldn't just step away?
Yeah.
And it's an addiction of life. Like, how many of these guys are dead at 36 because they're washed up and they can't handle the fact? Like, Marty Jannetty, did you watch The Dark Side of the Ring?
Yeah, man. That was crazy.
He can't tell the truth.
No, he can't.
He literally looked at the camera and said, I was about to get $1 million a year contract from Vince at 36 years old. I would have been set for life. But the next day, I went to jail. And Pritchard comes on the next day on the internet on his show, who I love, Bruce Pritchard, by the way.
Bruce Pritchard's the man.
And he goes,
But he lies too.
He goes, none of that's true. He goes, we would, Marty Jannetty, $1 million a year contract, 36 years old, fat, out of shape, couldn't even take his shirt off for his match. It's a little bit of a lie, you know? And that's what wrestling is built on. It's you know, the first ever Intercontinental Championship was won by Pat Patterson in a tournament in Brazil.
Yep.
That never happened.
I think it was California.
They just gave him a belt and like, here, you're a new champion. The Road Warriors came into Georgia Championship Wrestling and Ole Anderson said, here's the national tag team belts. They took them off the guys who had them. They were just like, listen, dude, sorry, you suck. These guys are the future. Here's the belts. Oh, they mysteriously won them in a house show. And there was no internet in 1982.
Exactly.
So there was no way to prove that we didn't wrestle each other. Jimmy and I didn't wrestle in Paramus, New Jersey at the high school. And Jimmy beat me for the bullshit all-in-one sports heavyweight title. Nobody could fact check it because nobody was there to type it in. Right. Wrestling is the one sport that did not gain from the internet. It lost.
The internet
destroyed professional wrestling.
It did. I 100% agree. And this is part of what I'm ranting on tonight is these dirt sheets, like constant updates. I don't need to hear about it all the time because all this information comes out and you don't know what's true anymore. You really don't. Like, oh, well, Punk did this or so-and-so did that. What? Who cares? Like, let's talk about the event itself because it was an historic night for professional wrestling, regardless of what you think of the company. Whether you like the company, you don't like the company. The fact of the matter is they put 81,000 people and had a good event in Wembley Stadium in England. And instead, we're talking about childish bullshit again.
That's three. No, you're right, Jimmy. And you know what's funny is like it's just a shame because, again, I'm not trying to make you sound like just a fanboy, but – you're so into big events like this. Like you watch New Japan, you watch tennis, you watch all the big sports in the world, and you thoroughly love professional wrestling's big events. Like I see it in your face. You talk about it. You love it. You travel to Canada to go watch them. You almost missed the NHL draft because of it. You know?
I know.
And you're discouraged by this now because it's become nonsensical. How's that word for me?
It is.
Nonsensical.
Yo, look at the SAT word right there.
I'm just saying. I'm a writer for Full Press Hockey. I cover the
Predators.
My friend Jim
hired me. Very good.
My friend Jim hired me. You know, things are good in my life. But it's become such an embarrassment. Now, people are not talking about, even yesterday we talked about the matches and we had some disagreements on what was good and bad, but we still talked about the matches.
Right.
Right? Tonight we're dedicating a whole show to the toilet bowl that the company's become and the shit show that it is, you know? Like I asked Tommy Cairo tonight. I texted Tommy and asked him if he'd come on 1 week with us. Tommy's an original ECW locker room guy. Tommy was a Dennis Corluzzo, North American heavyweight champion for years. Tommy was my mentor in this business. I want Tommy to come on and just say, hey, you know, back in the day, now I'll tell you a story, okay? I don't know if I've ever told this story in public, okay? My friend Chris, God rest his soul. If anybody knows me, I have a giant tattoo on the back of my leg. It's a number 65, and it says Pride and Strength. My friend Chris was 6 or 7 years younger than me and absolutely worshipped me. He loved me. I was an athlete in middle school and in high school. he was below me. If I wore number 16, he wore number 16. I got a mohawk one summer. I got a call from his parents yelling at me that Chris came home with his head shaved in a mohawk. He was like 10 years old. Loved the kid. Great human being. He got a little bit older. He had an accident. He broke his neck in a swimming pool accident. He never moved anything from his mouth down ever again. Okay. Chris was just the happiest, most joyful person in the whole world to be around. And Chris needed a lot of attention. You know, his family suddenly went from a strapping 18-year-old kid playing college football to he'll never walk again. You'll all have to be trained on just how to feed him to keep him alive, you know. So Tommy Cairo volunteers to do a professional wrestling show in his high school at Lodi, New Jersey. 1,800 people show up. You couldn't fucking fit a fart in the school. That's how many people were there. So there was an old club on Route 46 in Lodi called Juniors. Mark is a Facebook friend of mine. I'm actually going to tag him in this post when we're done. So Mark says, after the show, my donation will be the first hour wrestlers and management, you guys drink on the house for free. Wow, I mean, that's great. So Jimmy Snuka is on the show. Crowbar is on the show. Tommy Cairo. Scotty Polo, who is Raven.
Yo, Johnny Polo. I love it.
Hugh Morris. And then there was a guy named Mark the Terminator who does a run-in. Mark the Terminator, you may know him now as a guy named he was semi-famous for a little while. He had a little run. Bubba Ray Dudley? You ever hear that
Bubba
name?
Yeah, Bubba Ray. Yeah, I heard about
Ricky Osho. Just remember that. Before he was even a fucking Dudley, I had him. So anyway, real quick, 2 points. The show is over, and I look over, and there's my boy Crowbar Devin Storm handing his pay envelope to the family, refusing to take the money.
That's cool.
Walk over and go, Chris, is everything okay? And he says, yeah. And he doesn't want no one to acknowledge this. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, nothing. And the mom looks at me and says, he's donated the money to help pay for Chris's van. And I was like, Chris, you know, that's a really nice thing. You don't have to do that. We're making. And Chris just said, no, I want to help him any way I can. And he left. And then Tommy Cairo walked over. And one by one, every one of the guys put their pay envelope on Chris's stretcher to his parents. And they gave the money back. And it was one of the most touching moments of my life. Right. Manny Fernandez wrestled Tommy Cairo that night in a no Texas death match, no rules, whatever. So we go to the bar. Manny Fernandez is in my car with, I don't know if you remember my friend Big Nicky.
Big Nicky.
So Big Nicky had his girlfriend with us. We're just going to give her a code name Booby. That's what we used to call her. Booby was with us. So we're in the car, and Booby, Manny Fernandez are in the back. Nicky and I are in the front. I have a Lincoln Continental. I'm driving this big ass boat. And we go to get out in front of the bar, and Manny Fernandez is trying to do something to Lori. We'll just leave it at that. It was non-consensual, and it was a little on the violent side.
Ooh.
And Nikki was like, hey, what the fuck, dude? That's my girl, you know? So Jimmy Snuka is a Jersey legend. Everybody thinks he's this Fiji Island mysterious guy. Jimmy lived in Jersey for 20-something fucking years.
Yeah, I know he did.
If you lived on Jimmy's good side, Jimmy Snuka was the guy to know. And Jimmy Snuka was a very dangerous individual. Manny Fernandez is trying to force Lori's head into an uncomfortable position. And he hears an argument, and he comes out. And Jimmy Snuka, in one motion, grabs Manny Fernandez out of the backseat of a Lincoln Continental with one hand, pulls him out, and puts him in a front face lock until his head literally seemed like it was going to explode. He's purple. He's green. And Manny just falls to the ground, and Jimmy's like, hey, I'm sorry. You should have never disrespected your wife like that, brother. Hey, brother, I'm sorry, you know. And nobody ever heard of it. Nobody ever told this story in public. There was no dirt sheets to say that Jimmy Snuka beat up Manny Fernandez in a fucking parking lot because Manny was trying to fucking rape a girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was no acknowledgement of that. Today, there would have been cell phone videos of it. There would have been a police report made. There would have been, where I'm getting at this story was, an hour and a half later, they were in the bar drinking together. And it was just, hey, I fucked up. Jimmy was like, no, you fucked up. That's the boss's best friend's girl. Like, you overstepped it. Manny ended up going to our friend's house across the street, spent 3 days on a coke binge. We couldn't get him out of the house. He would refuse to leave. But these stories never got out because it was just, there was no Dave Meltzer covering wrestling at that time. And now it's, everybody knows everybody's business. I almost think, you know, there's the old story about the ECW locker room mole who was feeding Bischoff stories, right?
Yeah.
There's always the story of who's the WWE guy who's leaking everything to the dirt sheets that's happening at the training facility.
Right. Or,
you know, there's always a mole somewhere. And that's how these leeches are getting their hands on it. Do you ever see, Jimmy, sometimes there's the sheets before the show that will tell you Raw every segment of what's going to happen? Yeah. Why is that out?
Like, I don't care. I want to watch it.
I want to watch it.
Right. Like, that's the whole point. Like, you're supposed to be entertained by this stuff. I don't need to know what's going on. I'd like to know what matches are happening. Great. Tell me what, you know, okay, here are your big matches for next week. Great. Don't tell me when it's going to happen.
What's your main event tomorrow on AEW? What are they advertising?
I know their international titles on the line. Penta takes on Orange Cassidy. Winner faces Moxley this Sunday. And Rob made a good point. If CM Punk suspended this Sunday, you know the fans are going to be cheering for his ass at Chicago.
100%. But also, does this become an angle? Now, this is something where Tony Khan can capitalize on this. Announce a suspension. Have Punk come out and call somebody. Wait, is Punk a heel or a face right now? I don't even know.
I think he's working as heel because MJF is babyface right now. So I think that's where they're heading towards, because he's got the quote-unquote real world's title.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. 100% right. So now this is a great opportunity for them to have the whole show announcing, we apologize. We can offer refunds if you don't want to, you know, be here because of CM Punk's suspension. And then you run the whole angle at the end of the night where Punk attacks MJF. And who makes the save? Jack Perry. And the crowd goes fucking nuts because you sell it as a legit fight. Perry comes out of the crowd. Him and Punk brawl. The locker room comes out. They break it up. There's chairs being thrown. Stumble. Have a camera in the back.
Yeah.
And have them fight through the gorilla. Have Tony Khan get knocked down. Have one of his 27 virgins that are there for when he, you know, does the suicide mission and they are all going to go to heaven with Allah. Have them get knocked over. Whatever the freak you need to do, but build this into an angle now.
Right.
Right? But here's the difference. CM Punk would know what to do, and Jack Perry would go out in front of the camera and say something stupid again about glass.
Yeah.
That's the difference between a true pro and a guy that is should still be, if he didn't have the last name Perry, he'd be working independent somewhere, learning his trade, but instead he was ready for the push that he got and put in front of TV cameras on a national level just because of who his daddy was. And listen, his dad passed away. He was a brilliant actor, great, whatever, but that doesn't give you shit in wrestling. Shane McMahon's father and grandfather built this entire business. Shane got fired.
Shane did legitimately got up. Fired and legitimately left one time too because he wanted no part. Now, to Shane's credit, he did put the work in. Like, some of the matches and some of the stuff he did, unbelievable. I mean, I felt bad for him, but I laughed at the same time when he jumped and let go of both of his quads at WrestleMania.
I mean, not for nothing, but his father tore both his quads too in the same, almost the same exact way.
Yeah.
That must be one of the most painful things ever, because if you ever see, they just laid there, both of them, like, terrified. They couldn't even move.
I know. And I was like, at the moment it happened, I was like, oh my God. But then I started laughing, which is bad. But it was just like, at the moment, you're just like, oh my God. Like, this guy just legitimately just hurt himself. But getting back to the point of this whole thing tonight is the fact of the matter is you need somebody to control this room. And you need to control guys. They were supposed to have this meeting after All Out, Jericho, Mox, all the stuff. And the same bullshit's happening again and again and again and again. And it's like, remember, I think you remember this, Guevara and Andrade got into a fight and that got leaked. And it's like, well, I don't care. Like, put the product on the television. And do not give a rat's butt what happens behind the scenes.
What about when They captured was it Sammy Guevara also carrying Cody Rhodes' bag into WrestleMania last year?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Ricky Starks was at Royal Rumble.
How do you let that happen?
Right.
How does Tony Khan not go and say, I just spent millions of dollars building you into someone, and you just showed up on somebody else's TV carrying a bag? Think about it for 1 second, Jimmy. That's like if you
Well, that's your big thing about Buddy Matthews and Rhea Ripley.
But that's on Rhea, not Buddy. See, Buddy
don't
give
a shit.
Yeah,
I know.
She has everything to lose there. He didn't. Okay.
No, he didn't.
And then I just read an article too where somebody interviewed her and she's like, imagine I'm getting paid millions of dollars to be a mama to somebody who's older than me. Like, so she basically shit on the whole fucking gimmick. And it
was
like,
she did.
Come on, like, you know, like, shut up.
Undertaker would never say any of that things. He would never even talk.
Right. And there's a way to make money. There's always been a saying in wrestling, and it was like, I can make money with that guy, right?
Right.
Jerry Lawler used to run shows in Memphis where he would have like six matches and have like 12 guys on the whole show. So you'd open the show as Wolfman Jimmy Beringer, right? No gimmick. Then 2 minutes later, you'd run in the back and put on Starman outfit, and you'd run out and wrestle as Starman. And then in the main event, you came out as Sasquatch, and you would wear a costume. You know, they had 50 masks in the back. They had 50 gimmicks. My friend Tony Myers used to wrestle down there, and he went on to become Leatherface in Japan. But Tony used to tell me stories of, like, they do a house show with only three matches. Only three matches. And it would be Jimmy against Ricky in match number one, and Pickle would interfere and cost me the match.
Okay.
Match number two would be Pickle against Nikki, and I would run out and cost Pickle the match. And match number three would be the three of us against the three of you. So all three matches ended up in the main event. And it was because we each, you know, screwed somebody over in the first two matches. And I said, Tony, what do you mean? He'd be like, we all had five or six gimmicks in our bag because the more gimmicks we'd have, we'd make an extra $10 on the show. And you know, you think about Memphis. Everybody came out of Memphis that ever became big went through Memphis. You know, Sting, Austin, Ultimate Warrior, Undertaker.
Macho Man.
Oh, yeah, of course, Macho Man. And they were getting paid $25 a night, $30 a night, eating at a Waffle House every day because they got one meal. There's the old wrestler's trick where you would find a Quality Inn, and I've done this, I swear to God, 100 times with my boys. You would find a Quality Inn because they had the buffet. You'd sneak in for breakfast, and then when the lady was cleaning up, you would steal every peanut butter and jelly and bagel or piece of bread that was left, and you put it in a bag and run out because that would be what we could afford to eat on the road.
Right.
You know, Steve Austin talks about bologna sandwiches. He never wants to see another one in his life.
No, exactly.
They would go and get a pound of bologna for $1.99 and a loaf of bread for a buck at that time. So for $3, they would be able to make 8 to 12 sandwiches. And the guys, that's all they ate was bologna. And they would talk about how they would run into fast food restaurants and ask for ketchup or mustard to have something on it to just kill the taste.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about Jack Perry making a million. What do everybody in AEW, I believe Joey Janela said the guarantee on the contract is 150, I believe. So at the minimum salary is making 150.
That's
some
crazy.
Of those guys haven't been on TV in 6 weeks.
No, they haven't.
You know,
it's
I got
crazy.
Friends there now. Kevin Matthews works there. Pat Buck works there. These are also promoters.
Yo, Nana, right? Nana's there.
Yeah, Nana, who I love. You know, it's not like a bad thing. They're good guys, and I'm glad they're making paydays. But those guys are creative geniuses. Nana's one of the best brains ever.
Oh.
Pat Buck ran Creator Pro. Pat Buck ran Pro Wrestling Syndicate. Pat Buck makes money. Kevin Matthews is running Alaska right now and super successful. Every time he goes out on a tour, he's bringing all these guys out to Alaska to wrestle for Alaska, it's called. These guys are creative. They make money. They do, but they don't have any input. There's nothing going on there. It's Tony Khan picking up an action figure, and this is what you're going to do. And then when something happens, if you notice, Tony Khan disappears. We're going to do an investigation. It happened in front of you, you moron.
Yeah, like, what do you need to know? Like, you saw what happened at the pre-show. Like, this was supposed to be squashed, and it wasn't. And you let a guy just do whatever he wants. And then, I know Punk needs to have some control and say, hey, not go up to the guy before his match. but there should have been a warning too. It's like, dude, you really just say what you said. You better not be here later on when I'm done with my match.
Right. Like, absolutely.
Like, look, again, like I said before, it's on, some of this is on CM Punk, but a lot of this is on Tony Khan not controlling his own room and letting guys do whatever they want. And then it getting leaked to dirt sheets. And we're finding out all this information is changing every 25 minutes. Like, he's suspended. He's not suspended. This guy took a crap. This guy didn't take it. It's like, all right, tell me the story when it's actually official.
Well, Jimmy, like, let me ask you a question. You remember when it first started, me and you just started kicking around the idea of doing shows?
Yeah.
And my big thing was, Tony Khan's got a big announcement this week.
Yeah, exactly.
And every week it was, he had to put him, and if you remember, I said, he's putting himself in front of the camera, in front of everybody, right?
Yep.
And he's making himself the star.
Yep.
I just asked Rob a question. I want to see what he had to say as an answer. Tony needs to be saying he can't come in, rather than the hundreds of. Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% right, buddy. 100% right. And that's what I mean. It's like Tony made himself the star here, but then he also doesn't want to be the bad guy, and it's making him look foolish. He also needs to chill out on the fucking Adderall when he's out in front of the camera and just like completely, you know, people said to me last night, I have a friend of mine that's like, hey, man, breathe. Like, you needed to breathe last night. And I said, no, that's actually mean when I get hyped up. And that was only like a 6 on a 1 to 10. But your perception of a company, it's like, okay, so this is Rick Itazu with Jim right now. And Jimmy and I laughed about this today.
Yeah.
This is a wrestling show. So I'll say fuck Bill Goldberg, fuck Billy Corgan. And I'll talk a little bit trashy because it's a wrestling crowd and people say F in wrestling. But right. When Jim and I do an NHL report, it is factual. It is stats. It is rumors. Jimmy and I have broken more stories in the last 6 months than Elliot Friedman and everybody else combined, but we'll never get an ounce of credit until we get on the national stage. So we keep our mouth shut and we plug away and we do our job. Jimmy covered the draft this year. I scooped the New York Post on the first round pick of the Rangers having the first interview. Jimmy's breaking trades downstairs. We're building our fan base professionally and treating the crowds the same, differently. Wrestling is more fun, more of the two of us kicking back. And hockey's going to be very serious. And football for me is very serious because I want to put my gambling bets out this, you know, and the, you know, Jimmy will cover the stats and be that guy. But we have to have an image on the camera. And when it comes to being professional, this guy can in a second go to becoming Jim Berenger, the reporter. And I can go to being Rick Itazu, the fun loving guy who keeps things light, but also in a second sell sand to an Arab. The difference is Tony Khan, it just comes across as a little bit of a goof all the time. I have a friend, I'm not going to mention his name. You know him, I'll tell you off the air, Jimmy. He's got a very successful radio show and he's very close friends with Tony Khan. And he just kind of says the same thing. He puts himself first. And that's a mistake you can't make, you know. Every indie promoter does it. I did it for years too. I want to be the commissioner. I want to get beat up by the bad guy, and I want to come back and screw the bad guy. And then you realize, dude, nobody's paying a minute to see Ricky O. Nobody gives a shit about me as a wrestler.
Nope.
But they like when I'm out there shaking hands, kissing babies, and telling moms with, you know, 400 pounds of acne on their back how pretty they look and when they come in the door. That's my job. I'm the schmoozer. Let me get people in the building. Let me tell you how nice you are. Let me tell you thank you for coming and on the way out.
He's not Vince McMahon. He's not.
He's not, and he never will be. He's not even Jim Cornette. He's not even
Cornette. Cornette, McMahon, all these guys, Paulie Heyman, like all these guys, Bischoff. Like,
I was just going to say, he's not even Eric Bischoff.
He's not even Bischoff, man. Look, I love the fact that AEW exists. I really do, because there needed to be an alternative. NXT was great when it was the original Black and Gold, Triple H, all that fun stuff. Now they've turned that. It's like all of a sudden that's a third brand now. But back then it was developmental. Oh, yeah. Well, this and that. Well, you know what? AEW kicked their ass too. But the point is get control. Don't leak everything. Don't have these moles, these leeches. As Pickle said last night, time to trim some fat. I don't understand why Jeff Jarrett's there, Sanjay. I love Jay Lethal. He's a Jersey guy, hard worker, all that stuff. I don't need to see Jeff Jarrett on my television every night. It's 2023. Like, I really don't. Like, I really, really don't.
Right. And again, it's like, I know they played into the release of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, right? Yeah. So they go and spend a couple $1,000s on a belt. They got it defended on a TV. Who gained from that?
Nobody. Because I shut it off because I didn't watch it because I thought it was stupid.
Again, we disagree on Mox. Like, I'm just sick of the blood all over the place.
I wish he would just go back to John Moxley when he showed up, when he beat up Kenny Omega, when he had that great run as champion. Like, he went feuded with Jericho, all that stuff.
You just nailed something, right? His run as champion, he was a leader in that locker room. Remember right. when somebody got hurt or suspended and he had to step up and be the guy? Was it Danielson got hurt or somebody got hurt?
It was Punk who won the title from
That's right. You're right.
Hangman it was Punk. Page at Double or Nothing. He wins the title. Punk stupidly jumps into the crowd, misses the leap, and breaks his ankle. Has to, the title has to be taken off of him. Moxley steps up, gets the title, and then we head to Brawl Out.
Right. You're right. 100% it was Punk. But he stepped up and became a leader. He did everything right. And then why couldn't he just stay that guy? Why can't he? And listen, let me ask you a question. Why can't Claudio be the Undertaker there? Why can't he be the enforcer in the locker room? Why? You have Samoa Joe, who's a badass.
Yeah.
You have legit Claudio, badass. Who John Cena called the strongest man in the history of the professional wrestling industry, right?
Yep.
Is Jack Perry going to try to fight Claudio?
No.
Okay.
Is he going to fight Samoa Joe? Absolutely not.
I hope to God for his sake, no, because Joe takes shits bigger than Jungle Juice.
Joe would kill him.
People know Joe's just one of my favorite people in the whole world. Samoa Joe, one, do you think Orange Cassidy being tried to learn is getting stale? I think he should have lost the title to Swerve and eliminated and couldn't hurt Cassidy. Rob, I said this last night. I'm like, he's like 463,000 days into his title run.
He has more days as champion than the shows I do, right?
Yeah. And he just literally, who did he pin the other night?
Claudio.
He pinned Claudio in the middle of the ring clean. Like, no offense. I mean, but this is the point I said. It's just like, it's not believable. Claudio Castagnoli is the strongest fucking wrestler in the history of wrestling. And in real... Jim, you know what I try to say is, like, back in the day when George Steele or Kamala came out, people literally ran. There was old ladies who would get scared and grab their kids or couple their little kids when Kamala would come out and bat his belly and go into the front row. They would run, right? Tough guys come out. Steve Austin comes out and he got in your face in the crowd and he's doing it. You're not going to fucking swing at Steve Austin.
No way.
You're not going to take it. I don't even care if you want to say Scott Hall or Kevin Nash. Those are two big mother efforts, right?
Exactly.
But Orange Cassidy, Jungle Juice, the Young Smucks, if they came near the guardrail and tried to say a word to me, I'm a 50-something-year-old man. I'm out of shape. I got one arm. I ain't backing down.
No.
I'm going to be like, dude,
but,
are you kidding
me? For me to answer Rob's question, I like it for the title because it's given meaning to that belt. I also like the fact how they're doing it, of him keeping on to the title in different ways to make it, okay, when is he actually going to lose this thing and how is he going to lose it? I thought he was going to lose it to Swerve, but I'm okay with him holding on to it.
But he'll drop it on a Wednesday night when it means nothing now.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. I mean, look, we can go on for hours about the same stuff we've been talking about. But when I texted Ricky today and I was just getting heated seeing all this stuff, I'm like, enough with this childish bullshit. Like, just let's talk about the event. Let's talk about what's going on, the progress of the business. But instead, we got to talk about what side are you on with CM Punk and this and that and who did this and who did that. I don't care. I want to talk about the product. Not the backstage stuff, the drama, the high school bullshit that can be left in the backstage that no one needs to know about, right?
So now there's a story coming out, and I'm sure you read this already. I'm sorry, I'm just reading some
news. All good, man.
The company is, people inside the company are once again blaming CM Punk.
Right.
Anonymous sources are saying that Punk told Tony Khan, "I hate this place. I want to get the F out of here." And then the next sentence says, "Many people in the company says he can hate it as much as he wants, but he's the one causing the issues." How is he causing the issue? This is what I mean. That's a now. What's her name? The referee,
right? Aubrey Edwards.
Aubrey caught red-handed going on chats under anonymous names and bad-mouthing people. Caught red-handed going out and defending comments made. She's a weasel in the front office. She's the leak. Just say, "I'm blowing you up, Aubrey. You're a leak. You're a rat." Okay. This is why women will never get respected in the business. It's because people like you are used as puppets and a rat. Plain and simple. And you know what? Nobody likes a fucking rat. And you're an ugly fuck too. Anyway, that has nothing to do with it, but you are ugly. Blame Punk all you want. He can draw circles around you. And Jack Perry came at him. Every story is the same. He pushed them and then got punched in his face.
Yeah.
Jimmy, it's like I said before, and we got to wrap this up in a minute. If you purposely poke a cobra, it's going to bite you.
Right.
You don't go out on national TV. Stop poking the bear. You don't go out on national TV when you're told not to and mimic or mock the guy and then not expect to have repercussions. Did you ever watch the clip from MTV where they're at spring break, the NWO, and some idiot hits Kevin Nash in the head with a rock? And he jumps off stage and runs and chases the guy down and just pummels him. What do you expect's going to happen, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You go to a pit bull and you're in the backyard and you stick your finger in his ass. Do you think he's going to turn around and bite your finger off? He's going to.
Yeah. Don't poke the bear. As much as and everybody jumps on the bandwagon, it's CM Punk's fault. It's CM Punk's fault. It's not just CM Punk's fault.
Anonymous source named Cole Cabana, Sanjay Dutt, or Christopher Daniels has said that this was CM Punk's, fault. Bro, we know who hates him. We know who hates him. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And you wonder why he came out and said the promo he did the first time back. Like, he wants a drama-free work environment.
He's going to sue. I'm guaranteeing you.
Did you see that he had a heated discussion with Tony Khan?
Yeah.
And the company they haven't spoken since.
Right. Because he doesn't want to be there. No. And you know what happens when his contract's up and his no compete's over? You're going to hear Cult of Personality come blaring out on Monday Night Raw out of nowhere. He's going to confront somebody like Roman Reigns or whoever has the belt, maybe Cody, after Mania. And there's your fucking main event for a year straight. He goes out after main eventing WWE for a year straight. His career is over. Him and AJ go have a baby, whatever they want to do. Go film Ricky Raccoon Rabbit on heels, whatever it is. Another thing, right?
By the way.
Heels. Who's on the show? Is it Jungle Juice? Right?
I don't think so.
His dad was an actor. He's not an actor?
Or did
Punk have a
Punk's
main
role? Punk's on the show.
Oh, okay.
Punk's on the show.
That's Punk's on the show. I thought so. That's it. We're done. Football show on Friday night. I'm busy tomorrow. I have a couple meetings on Thursday. I don't think I'll make it, but Friday I'd like to do a little NFL college football pre-show. And then we're like a month away from hockey, brother.
Brother, another wrestling show in the books, but you're right. This program, All-in-One Sports, has broken a ton of trades in the last 6 months. Yes, we don't get a lot of credit. I'm very professional. But when people start quoting Mike Rupp about the guy saying, "Oh, Connor Hellebuck is going to make the Devils a Stanley Cup contender," I'm the guy, and we're the guys that said it first. Like, let's be honest.
We pointed the Rangers' last two signings almost to the dollar.
Exactly. Remember where you get the information first.
Hey, listen, you know what? We don't need recognition. We just need you to spread the word and have people come and listen to the show. I'll rant, I'll rave, I'll go nuts 1 week, but we'll also break stories. We'll have some fun. Just spread the word. Help us. I reached out today. There's a festival here in a couple weeks. It's a hot sauce festival. I asked if we could do a live remote because they were going to do the world's hottest chicken wing contest. I'd love to be out there and giving away All-in-One Sports t-shirts or stickers. We're going to be a lot more active this year, guys. I'm going to be up in Jersey for a couple football games. Jimmy and I will get together and do some coverage, probably go to a Devil game because I can't afford to go to a Ranger game because people actually go to those. But, yeah, we'll be in a lot more locations. I'm hoping If this guy can – wait, I have to point this way.
This way, right?
If this guy can finally get somebody from the NHL to answer my freaking emails, we'll have some surprises coming, guys. There's a lot of stuff on the horizon. So thank you for listening, and let's really just continue to grow this show.
Absolutely. Rob, thank you for the comments every night. People tuning in tonight.
But this Did he say second favorite podcast?
Yeah. What's your first?
What's your first, you fucking prick?
Yeah, what's your first? Now I want to know.
Hey, listen, Billy Corgan, you saw the rant on Billy Corgan last night, Rob. You're getting a little close right now.
Yeah. I don't know. You want to go down that path.
He definitely doesn't.
No, I don't think so. He could be just busting balls too.
No, but Rob's a good guy, man. He's a very loyal fan.
Absolutely he is. I know about some other loyal fans too that I found out about yesterday too. So
what do we got?
You told me my stalker was in the chat room yesterday.
She's in the chat room tonight.
Yeah?
Say what's up.
What's up? What's there going on? But hey, this has been All in One Sports. My wrestling rant for this evening. Yes, I do rant, and I curse, and I go off the rails a little bit.
I can't believe you cursed either three times tonight. I'm just saying.
Four times tonight.
Oh, I missed one.
Yeah, you missed one. But I had to get it off my chest. Ricky had his last night, and it was disgusting what the NWA did. Hopefully, we have good news for those kids. Because
they weren't allowed in tonight. They were told there was no guest list. Just so you know, I didn't even want to bring it up. There was no show for them tonight. A couple of the fans tried to go back, and they were told that there is no guest list and that they were not allowed to come in again to a free show.
Oh, okay. I like it. He meant my two favorite, not last. Okay. All right. That's fair. That's fair.
You know what they say in wrestling? That was a good save, Rob.
That was a really good save. But this has been All in One Sports. The wrestling rant, it continues. We'll be back again Friday. College football, NFL talk. Hockey's right around the corner. Ricky O, Jimmy B. We'll be back again real soon. Guys, check it out. The audio will be posted tomorrow. The audio from last night is up in the All in One Sports page and on the group. Check it out. Spread the word. iTunes, Spotify, where you get your podcast. Guys, have a good night. Thanks for listening and watching. Take care.